At last, Serena thought, taking one last look in the mirror. They have recognized how good I am at what I do. She was known for her patience, her ability to wait her turn, but the last thing she needed was one more boring modeling assignment. Finally, they had handed her something she could really sink her teeth into. It was about time. 6 feet tall before stepping into her 5-inch stiletto heel boots and startlingly slender, Serena had a strange, otherworldly beauty that she enhanced by pulling her long dark hair away from her face, emphasizing her high, sharp cheekbones, her almond-shaped eyes, and the bright red slash of her mouth, always painted crimson. Modeling had been a perfect cover for her and the others, who looked enough like Serena to be her sisters. They had been given unlimited access to any men they fancied, which was great. But lately they had become so well-known that it was hard to move around without drawing a crowd of pain-in-the-ass innocent bystanders, which was never a good thing. She had been assured that once they successfully completed their Atlanta assignment, the modeling cover would be honorably retired from service. Serena was glad to hear it, and she had every intention of successfully completing her mission. There was no room for distractions. When her superiors told her that she was going to Atlanta for a few weeks, they repeated the usual warnings about all things male. But there was no need to worry. Serena had waited too long for an assignment like this. Romance was the last thing on her agenda. It wasn't that Serena didn't believe in love. She just hadn't been raised to seek it, need it, or trust it. The stories that the women in her family passed along from one generation to the next all warned of the destructive power of making bad choices in matters of the heart. They stressed the dangers of opening her door or her legs to a man to whom their ideas of love and honor were no more than musings in a foreign-sounding tongue. That's what she'd been taught by those much wiser than she was. And who was she to question them? It was that wisdom that had helped their little group survive when so many others like them had disappeared. Besides, she was not a politician or a philosopher or a social scientist. She was simply an agent with a non-negotiable contract to enforce that had been willingly and freely signed by all parties, including those young fools from Morehouse who had been living like kings all over Atlanta for the last 4 years. Now, it was time for them to hold up their end of the bargain. They had been instructed to show up on campus this morning to finalize the details of their agreement. She and her team would be there, shooting an Essence magazine cover spread. But that's exactly what it was, a cover. Their real assignment had nothing to do with fashion and everything to do with survival.